I was born in a place called Invercargill. It's a, as you can hear, it's a Scottish, from Scottish heritage, because Inver means on the river of, but Cargill, there's no Cargill River there, so I'm not sure why it's called Invercargill. So we speak a bit differently down there. As you can hear, we pronounce our R's in the back of our throat, so they call it the rolling R, the Southland R. I grew up in a Catholic family. I've got five sisters, and most of the families had about six, seven, eight kids. The fathers worked, and the mothers looked after the kids. Very conservative lifestyle. We did what we wanted to, and we're always outside. So there was, it's not like today, gaming or you're watching TV. We're outside mostly. We'd be playing either with the rugby ball or soccer ball, playing cricket, or we'd go into the bush, make a hut. Yeah, riding the bikes around, go fishing, collect the tadpoles in the pond. Grew up on the outside of the suburbs, so as the years went by, the city slowly got bigger and took over. So we had farmland on the outside when I was young, and then by the time I left home, when I was 18, the suburb had engulfed us. But where I come from is very windy, and it's quite flat. But you can see the mountains from where we were. We go out sometimes hunting, or most of the time just walking in the national parks and overnighting in the cabins. Dock cabins, we call them, the Department of Conservation, the DOC. We would go up there for about maybe 3 or 4 days. The safety rules for the cars in the road were not the same as they are now. We had a big station wagon, fit all 8 of us in there. So it would be 3 in the front, 4 sisters in the back seat, and I'll be in the boot with a duvet as my only safety device. There's no seat belt there. So there's a favourite pastime, pulling my sister's ponytails as we're driving. But actually, I have 5 sisters. I was the only boy, so I was a bit spoiled, I guess. Wasn't always the best when I got the hand-me-downs pink T-shirts. But such is life.